This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet. Rocks.
This is the song of the day.
Yeah, it is.
What other hurricane songs can we do?
Theory of a Dead Man.
Yeah, they got a hurricane.
Yeah. Let me look.
Bob Dylan.
Yep.
Bob Dylan?
Yeah. Here comes the story of the hurricane. You know, about the boxer.
Oh, yeah.
Reuben Carter.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I loved him on American Idol.
It was portrayed by Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
Dun, 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 dun. Here I am. I hate Michael. Hurricane Michael! All right. You know Rock 101 is going to be playing this on the hour, every hour.
Yeah. All day long, guys.
It's our jam. We have tickets to tomorrow night's season opener. The puck drops at 7 o'clock. Talking about the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. They'll be playing at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena, taking on the Toledo Walleye.
Yeah, man. It's tomorrow, 7 p.m. We'll be there. All right, we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, so you'll get four of those tickets. So you and friends and family or whoever. And the other possibility are two tickets to Saturday's NHRA Carolina Nationals at the Z-Max Dragway in Charlotte.
Yes, sir.
It's time to play.
Five in ten.
Five in ten. A game where we give you 10 seconds on the clock, and then we say, give us five so-and-sos.
Yeah.
Give us five nine. Give me five sports teams whose colors are blue.
Buffalo Bills, Detroit Lions, Los Angeles Dodgers. Give me the St. Louis Blues and the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Yeah, look at you. Didn't even have to say
Beautiful.
The Panthers.
Nah.
Look at that.
Trying to make it harder on myself.
Right. Did you say St. Louis Blues?
Yeah.
Yeah, good job.
They moved to the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I'll be damn blind. That sounds like a minor league team.
Yeah, it does.
All right, so it's Augusta Green Jackets. That's who the minor league team was that the Drive used to play. Because, you know, Green Jackets, because of the Masters.
Yeah, they change them up. Samana's the Bananas now.
Not the Sand Nats?
No, they're the Bananas.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you got to think for mascot reasons, and like they want to sell the plush and all that stuff. Nobody wants to buy a stuffed gnat.
Mm-hmm. No.
And I should know, my first radio name was Natman.
Natman was the best.
It didn't work well.
Didn't make sense.
It did not work well. So, 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. I got five envelopes. I should have said envelopes. Envelopes. Two of them have prizes, three have zonks.
Oh, no.
And you don't want to hear that zonk. That's the worst sound in the world. I figured you'd play it.
Yeah. Well, it only works when you actually hit it. Like when you get it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Or maybe it works now.
Ah, you...
Oh, my gosh. Wait for it.
1-800-774-0093. 5 in 10. It's not an easy game to play.
No, it is not.
Let's go to a name I don't recall seeing ever. P1 Du Bois in Greenville. Du Bois, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Well, sir, are you a first-time caller?
I sure am.
Oh, sure I am. Whatever you want to call it.
Congratulations.
All right. You understand how to play the game?
Absolutely.
All right, 10 seconds on the clock. Nine, why don't you start it off first this time if you'd like?
Okay, I can do that, man. I'm going to start with the obvious. Name five hurricanes.
Go.
Michael, Hugo, Urban, Joyce, That was recent.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm sorry. What was sorry. That? Did he say Hurricane Ingrid?
Irvin.
Irvin.
Yeah.
Mm. Swervin' Irvin. Mm-hmm. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Let's go to the Hitman, P1 Hitman in Greenville, line 2. Hitman, good morning.
What's going on, guys?
How are you, sir?
I am great. How are you?
I wish everybody called in with the enthusiasm you're showing right now.
It's great. That's the attitude everybody needs to approach every moment with.
Seriously. Because hey, man, how are you today? Oh, I'm all right. No. You're like, I'm great, guys. How are you?
Yeah.
Hey,
you're
I
in
am
sales. You're in sales, aren't you?
I am. I'm an outside sales rep.
Totally tell. Mm-hmm. Good job. I bet you do well. All right. 10 seconds on the clock, Hitman. Give me 5 famous people known by one name. Go.
Madonna. Drawing a blank.
Oh, how big is it?
Big one.
Dad burn it.
Mm-hmm.
Dad burn it. He was a good caller, too.
He was.
We got to get a sound. I hate doing it myself.
Yeah.
Also, it sounds very dry today, which is very odd considering how wet it is outside.
It's drenched, man.
Let's go to line 3, Jimmy. We have a litany of prizes to give away. It's P1 Happy Bird in Sparkle City. Hey, Happy Bird.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you? Cracking like a duck.
No, look at you.
She's also happy
good
and full
job.
Of energy on a rainy day. That's good.
Good job.
Like that.
Happy Bird, I have for you 10 seconds. 9, what would you like from P1 Happy Bird?
Oh, give me 5 foreign rock bands.
Go.
Scorpions, The Beatles, Daft Punk. Oh, my God. Foreign rock bands?
That's most of them. I mean, that's most rock bands, right? There's a billion foreign rock bands. That's an easy one. It's just...
Yeah. I don't want to say one of my... There's one on that first one that they didn't know. It's like, oh, how did you not?
Which
yeah.
one? The one you asked?
Yeah, the 5 famous people known by one. Uh-huh. Golly,
yeah, there's one I just thought.
Very obvious. Mm-hmm. Look. Duh. Yeah. You know. Let's go to Kyle in Greenville. Hey, Kyle. You have to hit
Yeah, my bad. Sorry.
Hey, Kyle.
There's Kyle.
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 Yep.
Hey, what's up, brother?
How you doing?
Doing well. 10 seconds on the clock. My turn?
Yeah.
10 seconds on the clock. Give me 5 things you might do when you sneeze. Go.
Close your eyes, hold your breath, cover your nose, cover your mouth, and squint.
Yeah! All right, we'll accept that. We'll accept that. I would not hold your nose when you sneeze, though. I think you might blow your brains out of your ears.
Your eyeballs ready to skull.
Yeah, something like that.
You might. You might.
All right. Pick an envelope now. 5, 4, 3, 2, or 1. You get the whole gamut. Run it.
4.
Number 4. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
You got the home opener. For the Zonks.
A sign of things to come. Is it not, Jimmy?
Yes, it is.
There ain't nothing working right today. Golly, bum. 1-800-774-0093. We're playing 5 and 10. We got your Greenville Swamp Rabbit opening night tickets for tomorrow night at the Well. We have tickets to the NHRA Carolina National Z-Max in Charlotte.
Yeah, we got you hooked up for Friday night or Saturday all day long.
Let's go to Lauren in Simpsonville on line 3. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, how are you guys?
Well, thank you. Hope you are.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, I hope you believe it. I really mean that.
I know.
10 seconds on the clock, Lauren. 9, what 5 things does Lauren need to get?
Oh, let's see. Give me 5 hockey players.
Go.
Okay, Madonna, Hull, Lewandowski. Oh, my husband's
going to
kill me.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
She started with Mike Madonna. The first one is like, this is going to go somewhere.
Somebody's a Dallas Stars fan.
She didn't even say the great one. She didn't say Timu Solani. You ever had Timu Solani? It's really good with a nice provolone cheese.
I believe
it. It's nice.
Fiance. Yeah.
Her husband's going to be hunting her for not getting Ed Belfour because she was just strictly going with Dallas Stars.
Well, she said Bobby Hull.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played for...
She probably meant Brett.
Who am I thinking of then? I'm sitting here talking about hockey. I don't know anything outside of Gretzky, to be honest with you.
Yeah, Swamp Rabbits?
Yeah. Well, the Swamp Rabbits, too. Well, I met Wayne Gretzky one time. He looks like a bird in the face. Yeah. Very sharp face on that guy.
Not Larry, though. Not like Larry Bird.
You were there, too, fat boy.
Well, remember the picture? He was looking the other way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did he stalk him?
Well, it depends on what you call stalking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He should get one of those things that blocks his wallet where you can't scan his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right, fat boy? Right. Michael is in Anderson. Michael's on line four. Hey, Michael.
How you doing?
Good. Hey, you, man.
Good.
Yep.
Trying to stay dry.
Well, that'll happen. Go inside, Michael. Here's what we got for you. 10 seconds on the clock, Michael. Give me five famous short people. Go.
Spud Webb.
That was a good starting point, Spud, though. Old Spud, man. Old Spud. I saw a picture of him with Dominique Wilkins like a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Spud, what do you think he looks like now?
He's kind of chubby.
Yeah, yeah. He looks like a Spud potato now.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it's weird. That dude can slam. He probably can't jump 2 or 3 inches off the ground now.
No.
Hell, that's twice as much as I can.
Kind of chubby.
That's right. You make fun of other fat people, you also have to make fun of yourself,
You have to
too,
bring it back
just
on
to
you.
Make it
yeah.
equal. Larry's in Roebuck. Larry, good morning.
What's up?
How you, sir?
Good morning.
It is good. 10 seconds on the clock, nine. What can Larry give you to get these damn tickets?
Give me 5 Miami Hurricanes.
Go.
Andrews.
Oh, sorry.
Don't say anything. Wait, that should be used again.
That's a good one.
That's
right?
Timely, right there.
Like, I think at least there's 4 people in the room right now who could just nail that one, knock it right out of the park.
Easily.
All right, where you want to go now, man?
We'll go to P1. Ray Bush is in Hickory, North Carolina. Hey, Ray Bush.
What up, big guys?
How you?
Good. Trying to get over this rain and the motherfucking.
Oh, no. Hang up on him now.
You can't say that word.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. We can't even take it. We have no delay left after that.
Yeah.
We got to sit and talk amongst ourselves for a minute or two here.
Paige, I don't know anything about the weather, but what kind of rain was he just describing there?
I don't know.
That's the kind that comes up from the ground instead of down and sideways.
I think he was upset because of the flooding in Cleveland Park, and then I-385 and 85, the on-ramp is closed because of the flooding.
If you're getting on 85 north off of 385.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you I also got a personal text that says Parkins Mill Road and Lawrence Road, that corner closed.
That's
because
what he was meaning.
Completely... so that's what he meant?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was just over.
So MF and rain means flood warnings.
Yeah,
okay.
That's weird.
Exactly.
He's upset about that because he's in the mountains.
Yeah, no,
never mind.
It runs down. P1 slap dog. Holy moly. Oh, he's gone.
No, we still got to wait.
You
got to
wait. Yeah, you got to.
We don't have enough delay yet.
Oh, sorry. It's quit talking. Hold on.
Yeah, it's that dude. It's P1 Ray Bush's fault.
All right, we're good.
Halfway there. That'll be fine.
All right. We will go to P1 slap dog. There he is. Robert, good morning.
Yo, yo.
How you, sir?
Doing all right. How y'all?
Doing well. 10 seconds on the clock, Jim.
Okay. Give me 5 boy bands.
Go.
New Kids on the Block, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees, and...
Oh, my God. How dare you not mention O-Town?
I know, man. Right? All for one.
Or Boys Two Men. Boys
yeah, that counts. Totally
right.
counts.
Right. Would you consider Crisscross to be a boy band? They were young men.
They were.
They were.
Uncle Fred's Brother Can't Kick? Is that a boy band?
Did you hear what Paige said?
Yeah.
Paige, Uncle Fred's brother would be my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Fred's uncle can't kick.
Yeah, something close to
there
that.
There you go.
It's not a boy band. That's a man band, woman.
Can you believe she used to come up with acronyms for businesses back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
That was close.
She came up with DARE. She did.
Mm-hmm. I did.
The DARE, you know, against drugs. Let's
go. E-Rad.
Let's go to Billy and Greer. Billy and Greer, good morning.
Good morning, bud. How are you?
Well, sir. Billy, give me 5 generic white boy names. Go.
Generic Billy, Travis, George, Lester, and Bill.
What was the last one?
Bill.
Oh, Bill.
These are
okay.
Billy and Bill, though.
Well, all right. Travis.
You said Travis, too. I'll give you one more second. Go!
Ron.
Okay. All right, Ron gets in. All right, congratulations. Pick an envelope. 5, 3, 2, or 1.
Let's go with number 2.
You know what? You read my mind.
That's right. You're a great mind thing to like, Russ.
Well, not in this case. Damn it. Ah. We're left with 5, 3, and 1.
5, 3, and 1.
And okay. Two of them have prizes.
Okay.
Shane's in Hickory, line 1. Hey, Shane.
What's up?
Hey, you, sir.
I'm good. How are you doing?
I want to give away some prizes. I feel like a Santa Claus at the mall that the kids don't want to go sit on his lap. Nobody wants the free stuff.
No, nobody cares.
You want it, don't you, Shane?
I want to go to the race.
How do you want it? All right, here we go. 10 seconds on the clock. Jimmy, what would you like from freaking Shane?
Give me 5 colleges in South Carolina.
Go.
Oh, Lord. Clemson, Anderson,
Okay.
Yeah, you automatically lose if you cuss, by the way.
Yeah, we're about out of time anyway.
You know, from now on, we're only going to play games with people of faith so they won't cuss when they get mad.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Give me 5 numbers between 1 and 5. Give me 5, the first 5 letters of the alphabet. Go. That's what we're going to do.
You want to try one more and then go? Or
we could hit 1 or 2 more.
We need to at least give away 1.
We could do
after
one
the delay gets up.
We could do 1 or 2 more callers, maybe 1 or 2 more rounds, and then just maybe if we got to bump a headline story, we bump one short.
Well, I'll use this as an excuse to tell you that Saturday night, we will be at Mad World Haunted Attractions. Nine and I will be doing a meet and scare.
Yeah, man. We're going to be out there for starting at 8 o'clock on Saturday evening, going through with you and all that stuff, I think, right?
Yeah. I'll go through with them. I don't care. I'm glad to do it. Plus, we have a great offer for you. You can actually save 25% and attend the pre-haunt VIP meet and greet.
We're talking about $15 per ticket savings if you go text TRICK to 72341 and buy a ticket to go Saturday night with the Rise Guys.
TRICK to 72341. Even if you're thinking about it, go ahead and get that link because they're going to discontinue that link tomorrow. So go ahead and link it up and save that money.
A lot of y'all get paid tomorrow.
Yeah, us? Mm-hmm. We get paid tomorrow.
No, next week.
Oh. Hannah's in Spartanburg. Oh, Hannah. Hannah?
Yes.
Hey, what are you at, a call center or something? My gosh. You doing all right today?
Sorry, that was my phone in my car.
No, you're good. Okay. Hannah, 10 seconds on the clock. Can you please give me 5 candies you don't want to get trick-or-treating? Go.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to get Dum-Dums. Skittles, Twix, Snickers.
Twix, that's subjectable, right?
Whatever you don't like, yeah.
Subjective.
I would start with candy corn followed by candy corn pumpkins myself.
Mm-hmm. You have no... you not like candy corn? It is wonderful. And the little candy pumpkins are good, too.
Mm-hmm. It's awful.
The candy pumpkins.
Awful. Pure sugar.
Ain't nothing but corn syrup, brother.
That's right.
Corn syrup and food coloring.
I love corn syrup.
Nasty.
Travis in Hendersonville, we really got to give some stuff away or some things are going to happen. Hey, Travis.
I'll give him a good one.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, sir. A pleasure to talk with you. 10 seconds on the clock, Jimmy. What would you like from Travis?
5 horror movie killers.
Go.
Jason, Freddy... Son of a whore. I don't know. I give up.
That was in the Rob Zombie version.
That was on Netflix.
Dang it. I thought that was a gimme.
Coming soon to theaters. Son of a Whore. Starring Burgess Meredith. I don't know.
What?
He's dead.
Burgess.
Yeah.
He's got to get the penguin.
So that means that we can do two TSL questions of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Double TSL.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. That was 5 and 10. Paige is going to give us a bunch of headlines next. We'll have 9's TSL question today and another $1,000 coming up in less than an hour. It's the Rise Guys.
Now back to Matt, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3, The Planet.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige. And her big old hoo-has.
Well, I'm not saying that in this story this man did any meth or alcohol, but perhaps.
Perhaps some
perhaps.
Meth. What do you mean meth or alcohol?
Well, his house exploded.
God.
After he tried to decontaminate himself of bugs.
Might have had some Chipotle.
With some brake cleaner fluid. I don't know if that kills bugs, but he thought it would.
Kill most things.
I've never heard it called brake cleaner fluid. No. I just always called it brake fluid.
So this is a guy outside of Houston who wanted to, quote, decontaminate himself of bugs that were crawling all over his body on Tuesday. Mm. And after he set himself on fire, the firefighters found the naked man with second-degree burns over most of his body. He was taken to the hospital in critical condition. But,
what kind of bugs were they?
It
mosquitoes?
I don't know. You can only imagine what kind of bugs they were. I was thinking when I first looked at the story that it could have been bed bugs, because that would be crawling all over your body. I mean, if it was other kind of bugs like mosquitoes, that's coming from outside. You don't have them in your house. And I don't know if roaches or spiders crawl all over you. It's usually one or two. So fleas, he could have had fleas.
Could have had fleas. But, you know, the whole talk about the... the meth and all that. That makes me wonder what else.
We don't know.
Now, I've seen houses just crawling with water bugs. I grew up at Pope Mill. I've seen a bunch of houses just crawling with water bugs where I imagine they could get all over you.
What are they, water bugs?
Like those little roach-looking bugs, like the little small ones, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they are roaches. Nobody wanted to say that they had roaches in their house, so I got water bugs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what they are, really. I mean, you Google water bug, it shows you a giant oriental cockroach. But
well, if he's on some high-potent drugs, it was probably, a tweaking mantis.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Whoa.
I'll be here till 10 o'clock.
All right. Well, so we don't know if brake cleaner, if you Google that, that's really not going to be something to go to kill the bugs or, you know. Why he decided to use that. Maybe that's the only thing he had in his house. And once he coated himself in the stuff, he tried to vacuum the bugs off his naked body.
God bless.
And that's...
It's like that video of that woman vacuuming her front yard. Vacuuming her front yard.
Yes.
You see that thing?
Oh, yeah. What? I wish I'd been home at 7:30 this morning for other reasons to see my neighbors out using their leaf blower in the hurricane.
Oh, wow.
Their leaf blower?
They use it in the rain every morning, man.
That's funny.
Christmas.
I mean, they use it every day regardless of rain or shine.
Trying to fight Mother Nature? What is that about?
2 days a year, it's a snowblower.
So this is something that this guy didn't realize while he was on whatever he was with the bug problem in his house and on his body.
Yeah.
He didn't realize that brake fluid is very flammable, and he caused that explosion that blew out a whole wall of his double-wide trailer.
Wow.
So... live and learn, folks.
I mean, that's like dipping into $4 or $5 a can just to kill a bug.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that stuff's pretty, some of it's pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm.
More expensive than bug spray, probably.
Yeah. Maybe you should just have it on hand if you have that problem or a natural way to get rid of bugs.
Right. Call hired killers. Fatboy told us that when he was a kid, if you've heard this before, it won't last long, but Fatboy told us when he was a kid, that he was staying at home by himself and looked out the window and saw a van sitting at the end of his driveway that said hired killers on it, which, of course, down here is a bug service or whatever. And
but there were no bugs on it. It was just the words and the number.
But didn't you call your mom or something, Fat Boy?
Yeah. She was working off Markley Street at old J.H. Cook. I called her. Then I had to repeat it to everybody she put on the phone when I went to my dad's that weekend, which was rare that I saw him.
Yeah.
I had to repeat it to him and his buddies.
And they all just sit there and cackle.
Oh, yeah. All of them. Taking pills and drinking and laughing at me.
Hey, Mom, it's me. I know I'm only 5, but I've always had a deep voice. There's killers out here. Do you hire them?
I imagine when he was that age, he sounded like me doing an impression of him now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey, tell Eddie. I don't want to tell him, Dad. Tell Eddie. Tell Jet. Jet, come in here. Listen to this. Tell Walter.
Oh, man.
Well,
you had a great
scary.
Life.
When the van pulls up, you know you're in trouble.
That's right.
Oh, well, are you of the 2 percentile of the population that may have face blindness? Or are you like the average person that can recognize about 5,000 different faces?
Well, luckily, I've ran into some women that have face blindness.
Thankfully.
And secondly...
I mean, for all of us.
What does that mean, face blindness? That just means, like, if a woman or a man has a hot body, we don't care what their face looks like?
You can't recognize them. You just don't remember what people look like.
Regardless of the hotness of the body.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So there's a new study out of the University of York in England that found that the average person recognizes about 5 different faces. That includes friends, family members, coworkers, and celebrities. But there are people that 5,000 different faces. Okay. So there are people that don't recognize very many, and that would be about 1,000 faces or less, and that would be 2% of the population that are in that study.
I see people when we go out and make appearances, like tomorrow night at Swamp Rabbits season opener, Saturday night at a TRG VIP night at Mad World. I will see people there whose names I cannot remember, but I will recognize them. I'll recognize their faces. Last weekend at the drag show at the Comedy Zone, I saw a guy who used to work promotions for the radio station 15 years ago.
Really?
And I figured out, man, I know you from somewhere, but I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Turns out.
There's a hole out back.
It was Eric.
Oh, he peeked through and saw?
Yeah.
So why is this significant? Well, the researchers say that our brains have such a high capacity for faces is a sign of just how important it is for humans to be social and how crucial it is for us to survive. So to know your people or be familiar with the people in your life, that's probably a good thing.
You know what I thought when I was younger, and I'm thinking probably middle school because I wouldn't have had these thoughts, I don't think, in elementary, but I used to think that they were like, you know how there's a zillion people that look like Fat Boy?
Oh, yes.
And then there's a zillion people probably look like me, and they all have kind of distinct features, but they also look alike.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think when I was a kid, there was only like, 1,000 initial inhabitants of Earth, and that they all just made all these different people, which is kind of what happened. But I'm saying there's only like 1,000 different facial structures.
Yes, there are people that look alike that never met each other.
It's amazing with the internet that you're finding out how many, quote, doppelgangers are around the world that people, you look just, and they're finding this with the facial recognition technology. Mm-hmm. They'll scan a face and it'll pop up other people that look eerily similar. Mm-hmm. What the hell is that about?
There are people look alike.
Yeah, but there's got to be some kind of science behind that. Some kind of chromosome, something. Yeah. There's only like 1,000 options, and then that's it.
Well, that's more than 1,000.
Well, I'm giving my middle school guesstimation.
Yeah, I think there's more than 1,000. But, yeah, I mean, it's obviously, we all started somewhere.
Yeah.
And
the dope show.
Branched out from there. And isn't like new species came along from, came out of space and landed here and then, started in like 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Making people, so we've all just, it's been diluted some.
That's but one thing.
Still, can only be so many the different looks. That's why
mama,
so many girls look like McLovin.
My mama knows the Bible the way you know WWE Network, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've asked her throughout my whole life, why do we look different? And she said that it was a part in the Bible where God got mad at everybody and said, I'm going to get rid of this common language you all speak. I'm going to push you in opposite sides of the earth. I'm going to make you look different. And I believe the Bible, but that just don't fly with me. It don't make sense.
The Tower of Babel?
Tower of Babel. They're building the Tower to Heaven. And God says, no, you can't. I'm going to punish you.
And why is God like a Southern woman then?
No. Go to your room. Don't speak to each other. It's just odd. And I don't know the scientific explanation of that.
Yeah, that's what always kind of made me question when I was growing up in the church was that, on the one hand, you get the New Testament, which is, grace and kind, loving God.
Yeah.
And then the Old Testament was, vindictive.
Right. Eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth.
Mean, vindictive God.
New Testament Old was Testament. Turn the other cheek.
Yeah, New Testament was, kind and graceful and all salvation and all that was nice.
Yeah.
And the Old Testament was fire and brimstone.
Yeah. Maybe the nice ones that was in the original Old Testament, they left out when they canonized it.
Maybe.
There was about 4, 5, 6, 7 books that the church wouldn't allow to be in the real Bible.
Oh,
look it up. It's pretty pretty interesting.
So you want more science stories? We have a good feel-good story about a dog who lost part of its skull to cancer.
When is that a feel-good story?
Because the dog
survived.
Listen, The dog lost part of its skull. It's getting international attention because the dog received a 3D printed skull after having a massive tumor removed. And this is a 10-year-old dachshund by the name of Patches.
Ah, Patches.
Yeah, so man. 4 years ago, the owner noticed a small bump on Patches' head when, and then took her to the vet, and it turns out that it was, she thought it was a calcium deposit, but it was a cancerous tumor that started growing to the size of an orange.
Wow.
But with the scientists from Cornell University and Ontario, they decided to operate on Patches, and part of the skull was removed, and they put in a 3D plate. God. So the dog looks practically back to normal.
Jimmy, look at the before picture of the dog. Look at that.
Yeah.
I thought that was now.
God. The tumor looks like a pompadour haircut.
So yes. Tumor.
So,
and look what the dog had to wear on his face after. I'm not kidding. That's what he had to wear. Like, it looked like some kind of, like, remember when Cody Rhodes broke his nose and he had to wear that clear mask?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's what it looks like.
Undertaker wore one. Rip Hamilton for the Pistons.
Horace Grant.
A lot of basketball players.
Bill Laimbeer.
Sure. So
Hannibal Lecter.
The good news for the surgery. Not only did it help this dog and the owner's happy and the dog survived, but it's good for humans because maybe that surgery will be used on humans if they have some kind of tumor.
This is the Tower of Babel all over again.
3D printing to replace bone is pretty incredible.
They've been doing it, you know. People, you know, use their own stem cells because you can get them from other places other than fetuses.
Yeah.
There's a website that I'm looking at called 3D Printing Ireland where they do skulls exclusively.
Okay.
And you could get something that's like if you just wanted to have one to hang on the wall, you could order it.
Yeah.
It'd be like a real authentic looking skull probably. Eventually and all that.
What do you have? You want a skull or what do you want it?
Say you were in a horrible car accident and you can redo someone's face and if you can make it the same so someone doesn't look disfigured, that's kind of an incredible surgery.
Like, part of me, and I was being a little facetious when I said that, but part of me says, well, God, that is kind of playing God. But why is that any different than a prosthetic leg?
Yeah, or why is it any different from what they did to my spine a few years ago?
Yeah, using screws and plates in your bones to keep them together instead of just amputating.
I didn't do all that now.
Well, I mean, that's what could happen with a compound fracture.
Oh, yeah.
I think what it is, what's so scary about it is the 3D printing. Like, something could come from nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, with you have titanium, at least Lieutenant Dan did in his legs, right?
Uh-huh.
When you have a prosthetic or what have you. This right here, though, you're printing it out of nothing. And that's, for feeble-minded people like me, it's hard to understand that.
Dude.
Where does it come from?
I mean, this obviously blows our minds. Because I sat yesterday for about 45 minutes on YouTube watching videos of people pouring molten aluminum into fire ant mounds and yellow jacket nests underground and then digging them up and making these, and the time they rinse them off, it's a work of art, man, because you've made an aluminum cast of the entire insides of the fire ant mound. It's like beautiful aluminum art.
Like stalactites hanging down or something?
Oh, it blows my mind. Yeah, I'll show you pictures of them right now. It's awesome stuff.
However, like, you can better your body. If it means growing, you know, more parts, taking care of yourself, massages, facials out back from the gas station.
Can you start 3D printing hair?
Yes.
Yeah, here's one, man.
Crafting hair.
That's a fire ant mound from North Carolina. That's an aluminum casting of a fire ant mound. It's on sale. It's for sale on Etsy for $320.
God.
It's beautiful, though. Some of them look like Christmas trees, like silver aluminum Christmas trees. It's awesome.
You wouldn't have an implant or anything done surgically to make yourself look better?
Not
I mean,
an
I
implant.
Wouldn't because it would be uncomfortable for
me. Can I do a deplant?
I mean, you know.
You want to smoke the plant? would you, Paige?
I don't think I'd have anything to make anything bigger, but I would definitely have the fat sucked out of something. Absolutely.
Come on.
I would.
Like if you won like a, you know, a write your own order for a plastic surgeon or whatever.
Yeah, let's talk.
What would you get?
I would have the fat sucked out of my boobs and put it in my butt. Make my butt rounder.
God.
Jesus Christ.
You make Nicki Minaj look.
You couldn't find pants. It was freaking Cardi P.
I'd have it moved around. I mean, if you can alter it and have it put in the right places and make it look a little better, I would.
I'm fat all over. I don't need it anywhere else.
Just
give it to some homeless person that's real gaunt looking.
Oh, yeah.
You could donate it. What if you could, if you're a fat donor for plastic surgery?
Well, according to my license plate, I am. Or my driver's license. I'm a fat organ donor.
Make a lot of money. Well, The Simpsons missed out on $350 billion over the years. And, you know, they've been around for a long time, over 29 seasons.
Is it still the longest running episodic weekly television show?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It has been for years now.
So the website.
I mean, Raw didn't start till 93.
Went through 29 seasons and tallied all the money the Simpsons could have made, but let it slip through their little fingers, and they came up with $350 billion total.
It slips through their fingers because they only have four on each hand, no thumbs.
Yeah, that's true.
Or a thumb and three fingers, however. They're missing a digit.
I think that's how we started.
So Homer, of course, is the one that's lost most of it. $333 billion. He started messing up on the first episode when he lost $12,000 in his Christmas bonus.
Are they still in the original incarnation? Or like,
yes,
you know,
nobody ages. They're the same thing.
Well, I mean, like, the people that run it, like Groening, and I know Sam Simon died, but he sold his off years ago.
Well, yeah, and then somebody else died on Tracy Yeardley. Didn't she die?
Yeardley Smith?
No, Yeardley Smith.
They're still living, I believe.
Somebody died. I'm sure of it.
It was Al Jean or one of those guys?
That means meat juice in French, right, Paige?
One of the producers or something, right?
Sam Simon died.
Sam Simon.
He sold his off.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Sam Simon.
Yeah.
So Homer also lost $10 million by selling those dogs, those puppies.
Yeah. I don't know. Jimmy's loving this.
Who went to win $10 million at the dog races.
Oh, yeah.
And then also, get this, $150 million by not selling the rights to Tomacco. Remember that? The Tomacco?
Yeah, he also lost a lot of money probably on the Poochie deal. And I mean, he had all kind of stuff.
I love that song.
Lisa had that app that was going to make a lot of money, but then it became sentient. She had to kill it.
Two questions, Jim. One, would you prefer that the characters age a little bit and we follow this through like an episodic thing? Or do you support a live-action Simpsons movie?
Neither.
Neither?
Neither. It's a cartoon, so they can stay the same age. I think it's fine to do that because they can also, because it's a cartoon, they have the ability to time hop, like where Lisa's the president and Bart's like a homeless musician and stuff.
Yeah.
So they have the ability to time hop where they're 4 years old or where they're 44 years old or anywhere they want. They could go to, I don't remember seeing anything where Bart and Lisa are like grandma and grandpa old, but you know, they have the ability to put them in any timeline they want to because they can draw it. It's a wonderful gift.
Yeah. I was just trying to get Jeff some acting work. I thought he could, you know, get a 5 o'clock shadow and draw a couple squiggly lines across his head and go with Homer, you know, in big old eyes.
Maybe. Maybe so.
Big eyes and bald head.
Well, I'm Paige, and that's your Ice Guys headlines.
Should be Mr. Bill. Ulti Lala, squeeze him. Oh.
Yeah, you could do that.
There's a thought. All right, when we come back, we'll give you a run. Thank you, Paige. That was impeccable, entertaining, and exceptional. When we come back, we'll give you a rundown of tomorrow's show and nine. It's TSL, question of the day, right after this.
Rock at Work, a 93-minute rock block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3, the planet rocks.
We'll hook you up. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 9:58. We got to make this fast because Paige's got to give away $1,000 here in mere moments. But join us tomorrow morning. It's Friday, the FOF line, 864-241-4318. Also, Pigskin Picks and Fat Boy's Pigskin Punishment.
Oh, yeah. No. A lot of pigskin tomorrow on the show.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. Paige's going to rock you at work next. We're back tomorrow. Fat Boy, 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We go live at 6. Thank you so much for listening. Be careful. Stay dry. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
Don't touch that dial. I just want to find a little. Ow.
The man said not to touch it.
Can I just hover my finger there just a little while?
Ooh, didn't you hear what the man said?
A 93-minute rock block is coming up next on 93.3. The Planet Rocks.
Back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.